You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Good evening, dear friends. I am Nick
and I'm Mary Angela.
And welcome to our show. We want to thank all the listeners new. We'd like to thank all the faithful listeners that have been with us all this time, the many years through COVID, especially all the parishioners at All Saints. We're going to have a wonderful, blessed evening together. So our mission tonight
is, as always, is to spread the joy and the good news.
Good news of Jesus.
And the good news of Jesus.
Yes. Our topic tonight will be Jesus the Teacher. And because it's the start of a new school year, we thought it'd be so appropriate to do that. And how we will do that, we'll have many, you know, prayers, we'll have affirmations, we'll have ways how Jesus taught. We'll also talk a little bit about Mary, because today's a special day for Mary.
That's right. September 8th.
And then we'll have a few testimonials that some really good friends of ours have sent in. They are teachers, and how it is important to have Christ at the center of, their ministry of being a teacher. So we have intentions this evening. First and foremost, we pray for your intentions. So we take a moment to pray for them. We pray for the Middle East, especially Afghanistan, with all that's going on. We pray for peace and unity throughout that area. Not only that, but peace around the world. We pray for our dearly departed. We pray for the end of this pandemic of COVID. I'd like to offer, we pray for my brother, John Mossa. We pray for young Emma. And we also pray that we are going to the polls, so that there'll be a good election, that our leader will lead us with whoever it is. Whoever wins will have good Catholic Christian values to lead this country going forward.
So we ask now that you get ready to have a relaxing evening. Just take a breath, maybe light a candle, and hopefully enjoy the next hour together with us. So we'll begin with a little quote from John. Early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him. And he sat down and began to teach him. So that's Jesus, who is our teacher. But let's first start by, talking about today is the feast day, September 8th, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we all know that everyone has a birthday, but the Bible doesn't say anything about Mary's birth in particular. But we do know she was born, right? Like all parents, Mary's parents, and they are called Joachim and Anne, they probably took one look at their newborn daughter and knew that she was special. Joachim and Anne loved God very much, and they were filled with gratitude to God for the gift of a child. They raised Mary as a child of God, teaching her to love and serve God. When the angel Gabriel told Mary that she had been chosen to be the mother of God, she already had great faith in God. Her strong faith and trust allowed her to say yes to God's plan for her. We cannot be certain what the future holds for any newborn infant, but we do know that the life of each person has meaning and purpose. So when Mary was born, the world did not know who she was. Sometimes others, and maybe even you, don't know how special you are. Maybe you forget that God is calling you too, right now, to do what Mary did, to bring Jesus into the world. And that's hopefully a little bit about what we're doing, trying to reach out to you and talk about how, you know, Jesus is the center of our lives and can bring a lot of joy into our lives.
Yeah, especially Mary being the mother of God. She has a lot she can teach us. So, we have Jesus the teacher, but we also have Mother Mary the teacher.
And so when we celebrate Mary, our mother's birth, we also honor Jesus too. So today, let's thank God for the gift of life and give honor to both Mary and Jesus by showing respect and concern for one another, remembering that God has created each person with love and with a call to something very special in life. And so, yeah, Mary is a teacher. And we can consider three things that Mary teaches us about how to follow her son, Jesus. The first is we must allow Jesus to dwell within. What's the second one?
The second one is we must surrender to the work of the Holy Spirit.
And the third point is that we must be contemplative, just like Mary was always contemplative. Mary is also a model in a way that she is a faithful student of her son, Jesus. And becoming a student of Christ, Mary also became a teacher to the church. Mary points the way to Christ through her immaculate life and faithful devotion to her son. And so now we too are called to be faithful disciples and joyful teachers. We do this in a certain way. How? Through our participation in the life of the church. It's in the sacraments and especially the Eucharist that we come to know Jesus in a personal and even intimate way. And it is in this personal knowledge that makes us effective teachers of our Catholic faith. Like Mary, we can't pass on what we have not received. Before we take to the classroom and before we, teach others, we must first come to know Jesus, know him, and know what we teach. So Mary, pray for us.
Thank you, Miranda. That was, in preparing the show, we have so many notes and wonderful words, but after a few times reading it, it's so powerful. What you just said that, I'm just like, wow, Mother Mary, she's also a wonderful teacher. And
yeah, she teaches us many things because the more grace, you reflect on it, yeah, the grace,
peace,
humility.
Yeah.
Cause she said yes to him,
She was at the foot of the cross.
We learned how to trust from her.
And so now.
So there's many, many things we learn.
Now,
what she teaches us.
Now we know where Jesus got it, from her mom. And, all St. Joseph, I'm sure, taught Jesus a few things, right? So, so we will now talk about Jesus the teacher. So, how did Jesus teach? Well, he spoke with authority. Jesus sometimes shocked people because he didn't go with the norm. He was, human and he was divine. Another way Jesus taught is that he asked questions. Many times, the Pharisees or the scribes, they tried to corner Jesus, right? And, in the case of, is it lawful to pay taxes, right, to Caesar, right? And then Jesus said, well, give me a coin, right? What do you guys see, right? And Jesus was smart enough to know what they were trying to do.
He also taught by using a lot of repetition.
You know, and what? And speaking of repetition, we have the Lectio Divina prayer, which we can do ourselves. You know, by repeating the sacred word.
Yeah, that's very repetitive in itself. Yes.
You know, Jesus. Right. You know, a prime example is when Jesus said, "Peace be with you," right? And he breathed the Holy Spirit, and then he said, "Peace be with you," and then Jesus, for a third time, said, Peace be with you.
That's right. Very repetitive.
Just
is he trying to make a point?
Yes. So when, you know, in the Bible, things are said three times, especially from Jesus, you know, there's a message.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Jesus also created experiences.
Jesus practiced what he preached. He led by example, right? And he led a sinless life. He led a good life, a prayerful life, right?
Another way that Jesus teaches is he told lots of stories and through parables, right? We learn a lot from the parables, you know?
Yeah, I like that because they're
very memorable.
Yeah.
Often.
And we can relate.
For sure.
You know, we can relate to the many parables that Jesus said.
And allow us to connect to, like, you know, telling a story. Even I think, you know, teachers, the best teachers are those that tell stories because it allows you to connect to, you know, things that are going on in the real world. And it helps us to remember, you know.
Yeah, because, you know.
Whatever is being taught.
The parables that, you know, we remember is the sower and the seed, you know, the good Samaritan.
Samaritan is a popular one, yeah.
The rich man asking, how do I get to heaven, right? Then we have the parable of Lazarus.
Right.
And the rich man, right? And we have the 10 bridesmaids and the lamps. Right. We have the
prodigal son.
The prodigal son, which is.
That's a big one.
It is a big one. And, and we can, you know, we put ourselves in who are we in that?
Yeah.
Right. And so it's, you know, very powerful parables. You know, they're simple, yet they're very powerful. And that was, you know, a really good way that Jesus taught.
Jesus was also a teacher who taught with power.
You know, he was a presence.
He was a presence. Yeah.
You know, when he stood out.
When he spoke, people listened.
Yeah.
People paid attention. Yeah.
You know, when and sometimes when he wasn't around.
He spoke with authority, I guess. Yeah.
Especially when he spoke the Beatitudes. Right?
Yeah.
And that was, you know, memorable. And there was how many? 5,000? Was it 5,000?
I think so.
At the time there. Mm-hmm. So he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart.
Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
And blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsify and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Finally, rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven.
Yeah, so the Beatitudes are, you know, I think we had the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament, and then we have the eight Beatitudes in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. So that's how Jesus teaches us. Jesus also teaches us who taught compassion and did not judge. Right?
Jesus asks us to repent, to turn away from wrong, confess wrongdoing. Jesus says, follow me and you will help find other followers.
Right. And that's, we were just talking about an example. So when you follow Jesus, he's asking you to follow his example. And, that's big when, we go to the Ordinandi dinners, right? And, you know, that's a big saying to make new priests when Jesus asked people to follow him, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, there's just so many ways. I don't think we have enough time in an hour to share, you know, the ways.
The many, many ways that he teaches.
That he teaches us, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is, Jesus didn't go to school.
No.
Because he had the Holy Presence.
He had a wisdom.
Wisdom. He was born and, you know, he is God, right? So, you know, and especially when, what was he, 13 years old? When his parents couldn't find him and he was teaching the rabbis at an early age and they were wondering, where did this guy get this? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a holy grace from God, right?
And he was also a teacher who challenged his followers, yes. right?
And speaking of challenging.
And he taught how to talk to God and to pray to God, right?
And speaking of challenging, Jesus had some radical teachings in that day, right? It's like one of them is when Jesus asks us to love your enemies. Love your enemies, right? You know, it's easy to love those we love, but now we're asked to love our enemies.
What? That's too tough. Another teaching is to turn the other cheek, right? In the Old Testament, I believe it was all about eye for eye, tooth for tooth, right? But no, he changed everything and said, don't do that. You're supposed to turn.
Yeah, no revenge or retribution. Yeah. Like now, you know, like I tell Mary Angela, it's like, you know, if you're in Europe and you honk your horn, if you're driving, people will say, okay, thank you, drive by, right? But in here in Canada or wherever the States in the, you know, you honk your horn, people are ready to get into a fight.
What's going on?
You know, it's like we should turn the other cheek. The whole, that story of turning the other cheek is the reason why we turn the other cheek is to show the person who offended us that it did not offend me. You did not break me. And I offer the other side. And when back then, and hopefully now, when you do that, you're giving a message to the other person that you can't.
That's not the way.
That's not the way. Mm-hmm. And that's the Jesus' radical teaching, especially 2,000 years ago, right? Then we have stories of Jesus asked the rich man, you know, how do you get to heaven? You know, I've done everything. I've donated everything. I prayed all, I donated a lot. I still have some. And I prayed a lot. Jesus said, give up not something, but everything.
Wow.
And follow me.
He asks for a lot from us, doesn't he? So you must deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow Jesus.
And these were all very radical, right? These are things that they're even radical now, right? So with that, another part of the show we like to share is words and affirmations. So this is the Jesus I can, I will, and I am part. So Jesus is our focus. And these are all the things Jesus taught us, right? He is our hope. Jesus teaches us to stay positive. Jesus teaches us to raise others up. Teaches us to be enlightened, to be awakened. Jesus, especially at the Pentecost, gives us his peace. Jesus is the light.
Jesus loves us immensely and completely. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus teaches us to trust, right? Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus forgives. That's a big one.
How many times? Seven?
times 70.
Yeah,
times,
yeah. 77.
77.
And speaking of radical, that was another radical teaching. Oh, God, forgive once or twice.
No. That's not enough.
Yes. And that's radical now. Imagine back then.
Jesus also teaches us to be joyful, right? Patience teaches us a lot about patience and being open.
Yeah, that's a big one, mm-hmm. right? Jesus has an open mind, mm-hmm. non-judgmental, mm-hmm. you know, not to condemn others, mm-hmm. right? Jesus teaches us to these sayings. You know, we like to start the morning off with good, you know, with the rosary, but we also like to say that I will get better. I will be rejuvenated with Jesus. I will be at peace. I will be healthy. We welcome his love, and we are truly blessed when we say yes to Jesus.
We are enthusiastic and full of success, right? When we follow him. And
most importantly, he teaches us how to
pray. And through being prayerful, we are triumphant.
Yes, especially dealing with a lot of the, you know, the scenarios and situations that we're going through now, right? Because, you know, this is a fourth wave. Mm-hmm. And we thought we were in the clear. And, you know, we are. Maybe this is just a blip.
Well, let's hope it's a fourth wave.
Yeah, right? Like a mini one, right?
Yeah, let's hope so.
You know, with Jesus as our teacher. You know, I remember I was at a church a couple of years back, and I saw this beautiful icon of Jesus holding a book with the three fingers. And it was just so, it says, wow, that's so, what's it trying to say? And Jesus has the book, and it said that I am the truth, the way, and the life. And it's the icon of Jesus, the teacher. Hmm. And I'm not sure if you got our bulletin or Facebook
posting to promote our program.
You know, about Jesus the mm-hmm. teacher, right? So now, with Jesus the teacher, I like the saying, when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. But I like to change that statement. When the student is ready, the teacher leaves because the teacher has taught what he was there to do, to teach the student. Mm-hmm. And now it's the student's turn to go forward. Mm-hmm. And with that, Jesus is encouraging us to follow his lead. And how can we do that? We can do that by praying and keeping a personal relationship with Jesus. We need to pray. We need to stay close to him, right? We need to make time for
him. To really get to know him.
Yeah.
That's the only way that you can build that personal relationship is spending time, like, you know, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We talk about this all the time. Only by being in his presence do we nurture that personal relationship.
And speaking of nurturing, the best way, like you said, is, you know, to be in the Blessed Sacrament. And we can, you know, try going to church early, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, we always
see there in the tabernacle, right?
Yeah, the church is empty, but 5 minutes before Mass, it's the mad rush. But that's okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
People show up. Mm-hmm. That's important, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So there's many ways to nurture a personal relationship with him.
We can also do that by getting into the scriptures, right? Open that Bible that you have at home. Read.
Yeah.
There's all those parables that we could learn, all those stories that he teaches us.
Yeah, right? I have a Bible that I can't remember which gospel it is, but it's all red, right? And usually when Jesus talks, they write it in red. Mm-hmm. So when it's red, you know, it's like, okay, what is Jesus saying? It's red for a reason, right?
Yeah.
You know, another reason is, you know, another way he taught us, Jesus never left us. Mm-hmm. He shared with us and he told us, I'm not leaving you. I am leaving you with the Holy Spirit, the That's advocate, right. mm-hmm. the comforter, mm-hmm. right?
He also teaches us to be a person of service, right? And so maybe, you know, are we involved in the church at all? Is there a ministry that we can help out at? We help a lot at the church through our ministry of lecturing. But maybe, you know, each of us has a special gift that we can share with others.
Take a moment and reflect, you know, how can I be a bearer of Christ? How can I teach Christ to others mm-hmm. to be an evangelizer, mm-hmm. right? Because Jesus did his part. He died for our sins, mm-hmm. right? He was the greatest example of love, you know, a greater love than that you're not going to find.
Nope.
So with that, you know, think about, you know, what you can do to be more involved within the church.
Yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. helping young people, maybe even help cleaning the church.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Like, in these COVID times.
Yeah, there's just so many things, right? And the best way, you know, is to teach by example.
Or a welcoming, you know.
Yeah, welcoming committee. Just say hello.
Yeah. Ushering people in.
You know, that Jesus taught us compassion, mm-hmm. you know, with the Good Samaritan, right? With the story of the Good Samaritan, mm-hmm. right? And if we're compassionate, and compassionate also means inviting.
That I was going to say, invite, because a lot of people have stayed away, right, from the church these days because of the COVID, because of the pandemic. So let's try to invite people back in.
Encourage.
Right? And encourage them.
It is safe because we clean it.
It's very safe. Yeah.
You know, and there's lots of time in between masses, you know. The church is a safe place, right?
Sometimes all it needs is to, you know, a little suggestion, a little encouragement and an invitation. Come back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Come back.
Mm-hmm. Because come back to your second home, right?
Yeah. So Jesus teaches us many things, right? He left us with the Holy Spirit. You know, he taught us, the Holy Spirit taught us, which is Jesus. He taught us the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And these are wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, fortitude, piety, and awe or fear of the Lord.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. He taught us, but now we have to do it, right? It's easy to say, but we have to start somewhere, you know? And there was also Jesus left us with the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, with charity, patience, generosity, modesty,
joy.
That's what this show's about.
Kindness, gentleness, self-control,
peace, goodness,
faithfulness, and chastity.
And the list goes on and on and on. You know, we're just so blessed. You know, when we prepare this show, we have so much material, and at the end of the day, we just say, Jesus, I trust in you. You know, Holy Spirit, enlighten us.
You lead us through this, the best way
teach us what's going to work, what's not going to work. Teach us a good approach. Teach us to be inviting. Teach mm-hmm. us to, you know, to become better, right, every day. And we're so grateful that, you know, we're able to do this at Radio Maria. It's this is what, our 17th show that we've taped from our from where we live, and COVID has taught us many things.
Yes, it's taught us, I think, to really slow down, I believe, because before I think we were all you know, run ragged, you know, got to do this, got to do that, go run here, run there. But this pandemic has really taught us to, whoa, slow down, you know.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. Get to know, you know.
Scriptures.
Yeah. Be it opening the Bible, be it spending time with the Lord in front of the Blessed Sacrament, be it
what are we
being
like
more
to do?
Prayerful, like doing the rosary every day,
especially
going for walks.
Yeah, in nature.
Yeah, being in nature, like that. Jesus always did. That's another way he taught us, right, is to go into nature and to pray.
That's big in Jesuit spirituality, right? Finding all things, finding God in all things. And, you know, when you take, you know, you see, you go for a walk, you got fresh air, you got, you know, the trees, you got running water. We're so blessed that, you know, where we live, I always, you know, tell people, take a walk near the water. It's so calming and you feel so energized, right? And that, and very important is the quiet time, right? To be wherever, nature, in your car, just make time for him, because, you know, one thing has taught us that we need Jesus in our lives, especially now because of the so many disruptions.
We also need Mother Mary too.
Yeah.
Both of them.
You know, our faith, thank God for our faith. If we didn't have that, I think this last, how many? Almost 2 years now? It's going on 2 years. Well, okay, yeah. 18 months.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, let's just hope for an end.
That's, yeah, or better. It may not end. Let's just hope it gets better,
it just gets better. And,
So before we go to break, we're just going to share with you a couple more quotes on what Jesus, you know, on what he teaches us, what example he leaves with us.
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. So he teaches us to trust him, right?
Yes.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So he teaches us to really, you know, rely on him because he's always there for us.
Yeah. Especially now, you know, we're so anxious, right? We don't know what the future holds, and you got everything, prices going up and gas prices, you know, you got tension around the world. But Jesus says, fear not. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. You know, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, right? Jesus teaches us so many short, powerful little quotes, right? So we encourage you, you know, to make the time to see, you know, which one, you know, you like. Maybe read maybe one part of the Gospels and get the part where it's all red, the part it's read for you to read. Okay. So it's read for a reason. So before we go to break, we have a new segment. Like it's called Let's Have Some Fun.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what we're going to do now is we're just going to have a statement, about COVID, Jesus, what's going on. And we're going to, and whatever the statement or the question is, we will answer it with a song from Led Zeppelin.
This time it's Led Zeppelin. In the past it was Elvis and the Beatles, now we're moving on to Led Zeppelin.
We're going to Led Zeppelin, one of the best rock band ever, in my opinion. Yeah. Right? So, listening to good music, what is the kind of music that we like to listen to?
Rock and roll.
So we get into fights. We don't talk to each other. We need to avoid
communication breakdown.
So hopefully when this COVID is over, by next spring. We're going to be so happy. We will be jumping and we will dance like
fool in the rain.
So we should always pray. And where do we go to pray?
Houses of the holy.
You know, in COVID, a lot of people buy pets. How about buying a pet like a
black dog?
So how does Jesus show us his affection and teach us?
All of my love.
Very good. I like that one. I had to stop for a minute there. I was turning all red. COVID has shaken this world. It has taught us and left us with this feeling.
Dazed and confused.
You know, I was talking to Mariangela. I said, you know, we're going to take a trip. And hopefully, you know, when we're comfortable in flying, where is the first place we will be going?
Going to California.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. So we've gone 1, 2, 3. We're in a fourth wave.
How many more times?
Yeah. So life is filled with many things, but we remember the
good times, bad times.
Yeah. Hopefully more good times than the other.
Amen.
One of the best, shortest prayers is
thank you.
So when we turn to Jesus, you will feel an immense power. You will feel a
whole lot of love.
So our journey in life is salvation, you know, to get there, right? And so salvation leads us to
Stairway to Heaven.
And what will it be?
A celebration day.
It'll be quite the celebration day.
Yes.
So we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we will be talking about more on Jesus the Teacher, some teacher testimonials, and some other good stuff. And we'll be right back after this break.
Teach me your ways, O Lord.
are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So the next part of our program, we put the word out to a bunch of our teacher friends.
And we have a lot of teacher friends.
Yeah. And we're so grateful for the wonderful replies that we got back. We simply asked, being a teacher, what is the importance of having Jesus at the center of your ministry, right? As a testimonial with that, how do you teach? What is your approach? What works? What doesn't work? What do you think is important? And we got such a whole wonderful
response
and feedback that we're going to share with you. The first one is from our good friend Angelo. He writes, as a teacher, I care deeply for my students. However, I know that teaching is not easy. I continuously pray to Jesus and ask for his guidance so that I can give my very best to each student and everyone of my students that are in my care. That's very powerful, right? Because, you know, he knows that he's been entrusted with these young minds.
And yeah.
Angelo is a special needs teacher. And
he's saying how you really need to get to know your students, right? Really in order to teach them. There's no other way, right? Building again that relationship like we need to with Jesus, right?
Yeah, so true. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much, Angelo.
Yeah, and we have this one from our friend Morella. And she says, a thoughtful, insightful teacher approaches his or her student with certain qualities in order to make a greater impact on a child. When imparting a lesson, having patience is vital so that the child feels that the teacher cares for their growth and development. In the same way, I see Christ as having this quality too, patient with his disciples to listen to his message, to take it in so as to learn from what he wants to teach me. A great teacher must also try and develop a trusting relationship with the student. This is vital because in forming mutual trust, a student can feel comfortable when knowing that he or she is in a nurturing setting and the teacher can work to draw out the strength in that child and conversely work with the areas of improvement. And so in the same way, Morella says, I believe that for me to grow, I must also trust in the Lord to help me develop my virtues through the Holy Spirit. And in areas of development where I need improvement, to trust him, to use the Holy Spirit to help me grow in order to become closer to God and to do his will. So it's kind of like, a full circle, right?
Yeah.
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 And building that trust.
Yeah. Right? It's a lot of trust.
With the student, but she also needs to build trust both ways.
Yeah. Because when the student trusts you, they, they respect you. They're more open. There's no not as much resistance. There's always going to be some resistance in some students. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's life, right? But with that, when you trust the Lord and you take that and then the student, they trust you.
That's right.
They feel a safety and an openness and then you're encouraged even more, right? I just like to share a story about teachers. We've had so many in our lives, right?
That's right. Yeah. We all have, I think, some outstanding teachers that we can think of.
Yeah.
Made an impression on us.
Yeah. First and foremost,
so
Jesus.
Who is it for you, Nick?
Well, Jesus, Mother Mary, our parents are good teachers, our siblings,
right.
Our brothers and
Absolutely,
sisters
yes.
have been good teachers. But when we're talking about school teachers here, I remember in grade 12, I had a math teacher, Mr. Castricone. Fantastic. Because I was traumatized in grade 11 math. The teacher, he was okay. There was a disconnect there. He taught well. His approach was a little bit it was okay. But the next year when I had Mr. Castricone, and I remember I did I got a 65, right? And he came up to me and I says, "Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now." He came up to me and he was so nice to me. He says, "Nick, I see your result. And, you know, it's okay." He goes, "I know you can do better. You have all the tools. You have the capabilities." And he just came up. He spent just a few moments to just encourage me. And till this day, and I don't want to say how many years ago, 30, I still remember to this day when he just came and he just like he encouraged, right? And that's something, you know, as we were talking from Angelo and Morella, you know, when you have the trust and the confidence in the teacher, and boy, let me tell you, the numbers went up after that.
That's beautiful. I know you telling that story actually made me remember a time in my life of a teacher that encouraged me, actually. It was actually in grade 8. I was chosen in my class to do, we did those public speaking, you know? Yeah. So I got a chance to do the public speaking of my topic in front of the whole school. So I practiced and practiced and practiced it. And I went in front of the whole school to do it. And I went blank. I couldn't remember my speech anymore. I was terrified. Froze. I froze in front of all the whole audience there. And it
Breathe.
Just, yeah, no, you know what happened? I just burst down into tears and I just like kind of finished it, but really badly. And I got off and felt horrible. But my grade 8 teacher, I remember her saying to me, and there was a second part that we had to do for the public teaching, public speaking. And she says, "You know, it'll be easy for you just to, you know, not even come back for that second part. But I really encourage you, like, just do it. Just really do
it." Yeah, simple.
Because, yeah.
Simple encouragement.
Yeah, just a simple encouragement. And that's all I needed to do the second part. And I did it. And I think it helped me because if I stood away, I wouldn't have been yeah. able to do anything else. Yeah. Like, you know, would have been frozen the rest of my life without doing anything. That
you could have been traumatized, right? But at the same time, it was I like that statement.
Just a few words to encourage.
So the teacher gave you a teaching moment.
That's right.
That you've never forgotten.
Yeah. So we also have our good friend Sylvia, who wrote about the importance of teaching of Jesus at the center. And she talks about how in preparing for and implementing the curriculum, she being an elementary Catholic teacher, has also the responsibility to develop and grow the Catholic Christian faith in all students, especially those that have been entrusted to, teach, right? And she talks about how it takes an entire community, the church, the family, the school, really, like the whole community to really nurture and grow that faith in all their students. Especially when we live in a society where we're entrenched with secular views, values and activities that easily, you know, distract us,
we're bombarded,
keep us away from all of that, you know,
blocking.
Away from the presence and love of God, right? Our creator and his teaching and plans for us. She goes on to talk about how teachers need not to confine their faith sharing only informal lessons. It can be done incidentally, intentionally, or when it necessitates to resolve conflict. But just as Jesus preached about the kingdom of God, teachers need to prepare their students for eternal life. And so, you know, as Catholic teachers, the Catholic teachers are blessed with the opportunities to share their own faith with many of others, and a multitude of students there, even their parents and guardians and colleagues through their careers. So it's that sharing of their own faith that really also helps others, right?
I'm sure there's moments where, like you were saying, that the teacher, sometimes they feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's not even a profession in as much as a calling or evangelizing, right? And it's more than just a job. It's just something to share and enlighten the students.
Yeah.
Right. And knowing that, you're able to be a vessel, to be, a teacher, be, mm-hmm. well, you know, there's so many things that a teacher you can say, but as long as we can instill yeah. the wonderful teachings of Christ.
It's funny you said about the presence, and she just ends by saying that the presence of Jesus and the essence of his teaching can permeate through the teacher's words and deeds by helping them hand on the faith
yes.
as messengers and models of Christ.
And right? This was not planned. This was a Holy Spirit moment.
There you go.
I spoke about that. I didn't know what the final part of what there Sylvia shared, right? Yeah. So it was fantastic. We have so many good feedbacks and emails. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to get a few more. And when we do, we'll be more than happy to share them. Our final testimonial comes from our good friends Dominic and Franca. And they write, as well as being our Messiah, Jesus was also a master teacher who never passed up an opportunity of, remember this, a teachable moment. The lawyer asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus responds with the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus is questioned about the propriety, is that the word, of eating with sinners, and answers with the story of the prodigal son. Although Jesus offered explicit teaching, usually in the form of a story or a parable, his entire life, the things he did rather than the things he said might be viewed as an extended lesson for us. So through his life story, he wanted to demonstrate to us what it means to be fully human. In the deepest sense of that word, his answer, the fullest expression of our humanity is rooted in compassion, love, and service.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful what it boils down to? Compassion, love, and service.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
We could have said that, and that was our show, right?
Yeah.
If Dominic and Frank could go on to say.
And then they say that as teachers, we would do well to emulate Jesus's example. Our vocations as teachers invites us to place our students at the very center of all of our endeavors, all that we do. As they look to us for guidance to questions perhaps not yet formulated, we can be sure that we will shape them more by what we do than what we say. So, by our examples, or I guess by a teacher's example. So as we begin this new teaching year this September, after a really challenging scholastic year just passed, let's be assured that the looming behind every individual teacher, there is the presence of the teacher, who is Jesus, who supports and encourages us every step of the way as we lead the students in our charge to become the persons they were meant to be. And they end with God bless.
Yeah, so yeah. Good. So a recap of the four testimonials, we simply can say there's so many beautiful words, but came up with these of the four: to pray, to trust, to be a presence of the Holy Spirit, and to always keep Jesus at the center.
Mm-hmm.
So where has the time gone?
Oh my goodness. Has it already been an hour?
Just about,
eh? Wow. Yeah.
So tomorrow is the first day of school, September 9th.
Right. Yeah, in our board, in the Toronto Catholic board, that's the first day of school. In other boards, I think they start a little bit earlier, but in our board, it is September 9th. Yeah.
So with that, we want to wish the listeners, the young students, all the teachers, everyone in the educational system, a wonderful start to a new year. Hopefully COVID doesn't affect it like it did last year.
Yeah, let's hope everyone stays safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need to, follow the light, hope, and presence of Jesus. And with that, we want to, again, wish you a wonderful start to the year. And Maranjan?
Yeah, and hopefully we were able to share how Mary was a teacher to us, how Jesus was a teacher to, or is, they're both continue to be teachers to us, yeah. Right? We have always a lot to learn from them.
Testimonials are really good.
Yeah,
right?
the testimonials as well. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Yes.
And, get out a pen and paper. And here's a little something. If you want to email your thoughts, if you your feelings or maybe, an idea, you can email me at my name, nick.massa@bellnet.ca. And be nice to get some feedback.
Yeah.
And, why not be part of the show?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Give us some ideas and we'll run with it. So with that, have a wonderful evening. Take care.
And God bless.
And we'll talk to you in October. So we will be changing format times. We will be going on Thursdays at 9 p.m. So we will pass
with,
the word.
I believe, a repeat on Saturdays at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. So please stay.
Gives you a chance to listen to us.
Twice.
Not once, but twice.
So, stay tuned to our email or Facebook posts and stuff. And the bulletin, look at All Saints Bulletin for the new time change. Again, Thursday, 9 p.m. And I think that'll also be the second Thursday of the month. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.